We're on now to a story from a woman who manages websites for a large nonprofit. She's also created the world's largest email support group for adult adoptees. And she's the founder of a group called Single Volunteers of DC. Sounds like a fun bunch. She says she's never felt as at home anywhere as she has here in Baltimore. Please welcome Dana Wakefield.
No divorce anywhere in my immediate or my extended family that I'm aware of. My mother-in-law would be delighted if my husband and I would be the first. For the first 3 months that she knew me, my mother-in-law called me Paula. That's the name of my husband's college girlfriend. Moving on from there, she referred to me always in the third person as she and her, a personal pronoun instead of a person. In retrospect, I should have been delighted, because the nicest thing she calls me now rhymes with rich. Marilyn was convinced that I was marrying David for his money or for his eventual inheritance. I did contribute to this slightly, due to my procrastination in one area of wedding preparations. David bought me a huge, lovely, very expensive engagement ring that I absolutely adore. And I had every intention in the world of buying him a lovely and very memorable and meaningful wedding band. Unfortunately, what I didn't realize is you don't buy those off the rack. And with only a week before a wedding, the best you can do is a 10-carat, $89 gold band from Target, which he wears to this day. I have to give him a whole lot of credit. Marilyn was so convinced I was marrying Dave for his money, and she was so upset about this $89 gold ring that she called Dave on the phone, and just I could hear her screaming at him. "You're such an idiot. You're such a loser. I can't believe you would marry her." That did nothing. He didn't agree to call off the wedding, so she then called all of his family and friends and had them call and try to convince him to call off the wedding or at least demand a prenuptial agreement. Her anger had just been so intense that a few weeks before the wedding, I went and met with the priest and warned the priest that when we got to the point in the ceremony where they asked, "Does anyone object?" I truly believed Marilyn would. Meanwhile, Marilyn was just getting more and more upset, and the night came for our rehearsal. We're all in the church. The rehearsal itself had gone fine. We've got my family there. We've got the whole wedding party. As we're breaking up at the end of the evening in order to go to the rehearsal dinner, Marilyn looks at David and shouts at the top of her lungs in front of my whole family, "Don't do it! You're ruining your life!" What do you say in response? We all went to dinner, and she declined to come, which was probably good because she hated the restaurant I had chosen anyway. The wedding itself actually went pretty well. She was a few minutes late, but we waited for her, and she, when we got to the object part, she did not object. I think it's because my little sister was next to me at the altar, and she was staring her down, and the priest was also giving her the evil eye, as odd as that may be. After the ceremony, Marilyn didn't wait for the recessional. She just bolted from the church. But that was the worst thing she did, so I was okay with it. Unfortunately, though, she did decide to come to the reception. Our reception was beer and wine only. Marilyn demanded and was given mixed drinks. And you're thinking, gee, a really angry woman who can't control her emotions sober, what's going to happen when she's downing gin and tonics? Well, what happened was she got David out on the dance floor, and she was just spewing her hate again. "You're so stupid. Why did you do this? I can't believe you married her. You've ruined your life." A friend of ours overheard this and went to cut in so that my friend could dance with David and just give him a little bit of a break. Marilyn told my friend to mind her own business and shoved her away. The groomsmen knew Marilyn, and so they knew that there might be a situation, and they had a plan. They were able to break up the mother-son dance and defuse the situation with a dance of their own. They surrounded Marilyn, and they rocked out with their arms punching out so that Marilyn would have gotten hit had she tried to get out of the middle of their circle. And that did allow David and my friend to get away, and David had a few moments of freedom. Unfortunately, Marilyn did get away eventually, and she went and found Dave, and she dragged him around from table to table, showing off this $89 Target ring as her validation that her theory that I'm a gold digger was incredibly perfectly true. My brother was able to step in. He took a lot of abuse from Marilyn, but he did separate the two of them finally and for good, at which point Marilyn did leave the ceremony, or leave the reception. You can probably guess that my relationship with Marilyn is still quite strained. As a matter of fact, about 2 years ago, when Marilyn was over for a birthday dinner that I had cooked for her, she started going off on my then six-month-old son, talking about he's fat and nondescript and blah, 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 blah. I lost it, kicked her out of the house, and I haven't seen her since. Now, what she has told Dave, though, is that because of me, she has now written him out of her will. And I have to tell you, this gold digger finally has exactly what she wanted. Thank you.
Dana Wakefield. We have a surprise for you, Dana. Here in the audience tonight, your mother-in-law, Marilyn, we're about to release her from the tiger cage. I'm just kidding. We were tempted, though, to invite her. We'll send her a CD of the radio broadcast instead.